Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning. President Biden immediately turned to his executive power on his first day in office.
Upon the first time seated behind the Oval Office's resolute desk, President Biden signed a series of executive actions. One pledges aid to underserved communities.
Bedrock equity, equality as relates to how we treat people on health care and other things.
Rejoining the Paris Climate Accord and invoking a mask mandate on federal property were also enacted. Other actions will follow in the coming days, but Biden says these can't stand alone.
We're going to need legislation for a lot of the things we're going to do.
A Democratic-led Senate and House may help. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man convicted of felony kidnapping and aiding Doyle Lane in the 1990 disappearance and death of Nancy Shoemaker has been released from prison.
KSN News reports that the Kansas Department of Corrections confirmed the release of Donald Wacker from the Larner Correctional Mental Health Facility. He will have supervised parole in Kansas City, Kansas. Wacker was sentenced to a total of 16 years to life and first became eligible for parole consideration in December 1999. Wacker has been denied parole four times since then. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Crime Victims Compensation Board awarded financial assistance to 359 victims of violent crime at its January meeting.
Awards were made in 222 new cases, and additional expenses were paid in 137 previously submitted cases. The awards total a little over $350,000. The Crime Victims Compensation Program was established in 1978 to help victims of violent crime pay for their unexpected expenses, such as medical treatment, mental health counseling, lost wages, dependent support, and funeral expenses. The state's Crime Victims Compensation Board determines claims that are eligible for payment and how much money will be awarded to each claimant.
Kansas Information Network, Steve Olinghouse reporting.
An e-commerce giant wants to help President Biden with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout.
A letter was sent to President Biden soon after he was sworn in by Dave Clark, CEO of Amazon's consumer business, saying that the tech giant stands ready to assist the federal government with its vaccine efforts. Clark wrote that Amazon is prepared to leverage their operations, IT, and communications capabilities and expertise to assist the administration with the process. And given Amazon's scale, it will allow them to make a meaningful impact immediately in the fight against COVID-19. Amazon is the second largest U.S. employer, and according to Clark, they already have plans to administer vaccines at their own facilities once they are available to them. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A former Southwest Kansas County Court clerk, was sentenced to a year of probation for keeping traffic court payments for herself. 57-year-old Sonia Johnson was sentenced for misuse of public funds. She pleaded no contest in August. Johnson was the court clerk in Seward County. The Kansas Attorney General's office said Johnson kept more than $8,000 in voided traffic court payments. She returned most of the funds but left the court about $3,000 short. Johnson was also ordered to pay almost $3,000 in restitution and a $2,500 fine. She would serve 6 months in jail if she violates her probation. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, temperatures fell below freezing overnight. We have some clouds drifting in overhead. And it looks like a bit of a quick warm-up for us today. We will likely be in the low 50s around lunchtime, 57 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 29, sunny and much cooler Friday with a high 44. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, calm, and 26 degrees. We had a mostly cloudy, breezy day across south-central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature, 50 degrees. Normal high for the date, 43, so we're having some pretty nice days here, at least for a while. On this date, January 21st, 1985, Buffalo, New York, was snowed under when three consecutive days of snow squalls finally ended. In the three-day span, the airport was buried under 33 inches of snow. while many suburbs were overwhelmed by nearly 4 feet of snow.
Buffalo gets one of those every few years or so.
Buffalo, New York. Yeah, that's a place where sometimes you don't want to be there in the wintertime, I guess. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And with us this morning is United States Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Steve and Ted, good morning. It's good to be back on your show. And you realize the Chiefs are playing those people from Buffalo. So hopefully they don't make some excuse they can't get to Kansas City because they can't get out of their airport. So I got my Chiefs stuff on. I'm in D.C. I'm ready to just defeat it on those representatives and senators from New York.
I'm glad you're focused
nice.
On. I'm glad you're focused on what's important in life, Senator.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about that Keystone. Yeah. Let's go to the Keystone XL pipeline, one of the first things President Biden did was to either suspend that, put it on hold, or try to kill it altogether. But I understand you and some other senators are going to try to get around that and get the pipeline up going again. All right, is that true?
You know, absolutely. Certainly, I'm all for President Biden's, story of let's be united, let's work together. But his actions aren't necessarily consistent with that. The first thing he does is he goes and undoes the Keystone Pipeline and the Paris Accords. And my concern is that's going to drive the price of gasoline up the pump for Kansans. It's going to drive the cost of utilities up for folks as well. One of the big reasons we had such a strong economy pre-COVID was energy independence. So this is going to be, just a couple chips at our armor and making it unfair even for Kansas manufacturers. It's going to drive the cost of electricity up. So I wish he would slow down just a little bit.
Now, my understanding is we're virtually energy independent. Do we really need that pipeline? Do we really need that 800,000 barrels a day?
Well, we are energy independent, and I think the pipeline is one of the reasons that will help keep us independent. It is some cheaper oil coming into the country, and certainly means a lot of jobs for a lot of people, including jobs in Kansas.
So do you think through the Senate and through the legislation you can get it back going? Because I know the company behind it suspended all operation for now, but you think you guys can get it back going then?
Oh, yeah, it will not be easy. I think it'll be very, very hard getting any type of legislation to accomplish that since we've lost control of the House and the Senate now. It'll be next to impossible. But someone's got to stand up and say, slow down, President Biden, slow down.
Let's talk about the pandemic, the COVID. It's been a year now, exactly a year since this thing surfaced. And we keep hearing about all these millions and millions of doses of vaccine out there, but it doesn't seem like the needles are getting into the arms, at least not here in Sedgwick County in Kansas, like we were expecting them to be. Can you shed any light on that and how that's going?
Yeah, I think that we're right on target as far as the federal level, the distributing now 38 million vaccinations. So, we're at that level of a million a day. Right on schedule where we thought we would be. And it's hard to believe it's been a year now. I was working on this since January the 6th of last year. I'm very proud of the effort we've done. Kansas was a little slow getting out of the gate. I think they made a lot of progress the last week. And my message, if anybody asks me, is that our community pharmacists and our county health departments, our community health centers, have been the backbone of vaccinations for decades. I've worked with them for decades personally. They do a great job. I think we may have made it a little bit too complicated, made it too hard to who was getting the vaccines. Really, if we could get the vaccine in every senior citizen over the age of 65, they account for almost half of the hospital admissions, and they account for 80% of the deaths from the virus. So it's very theoretically possible we could get those vaccines in all of our seniors by end of February if we do our job. I don't want to keep poking blame. I think the state is getting it together. But let's give those pharmacies, those community pharmacists, health departments, the vaccines, and get them in everybody's arm over the age of 65 tomorrow. And then the rest of it will take care of itself.
Oh, let's face it. Not everybody wants to get the shot. And, you as a physician, what do you say to that, the safety and so forth, the effectiveness of these vaccines?
Right. So first of all, no one's going to make you take it. I think that you should talk to your doctor and talk about your risk factors. I really think if you're over the age of 65, your doctor is going to urge you, beg you to get the vaccine. If you have an underlying health condition, type 2 diabetes, especially that type of thing, you need to get it. But I just want the people of Kansas to know that I have very closely followed the safety process. Part of the Doc Caucus up here in D.C., we were meeting monthly with the CDC, with the FDA, with the private companies making sure they were skipping no steps towards safety. And I have complete confidence that it has checked every box. I personally have had the vaccine now, both doses of it, and just encourage people, if they have concerns, to talk to their doctor about it. I don't think that people under the age of 16 there's not enough data out there yet, but in a month or three, we'll have more data for the younger folks as well. By the time it's their turn, we'll have data and folks can talk to their doctor about giving it to your kids or not.
If the article or whatever of impeachment breaches you in the Senate, I'm going to go out on the limb and say that you probably won't support that.
Right. Well, you know, I cannot, and a couple reasons. You know, number one is I think it's unconstitutional to impeach a past president. The Constitution speaks six times about the process of impeachment, and it always talks about it in the context of an incumbent president, a president that's in office. So the Constitution doesn't address any type of impeachment process after the president leaves. And for what we have word that Chief Justice Roberts is not going to convene that impeachment trial if there is one. And what the Constitution clearly says, an impeachment trial of the president, the Supreme Court justice should oversee. So if he's not going to be there, then it must not be an impeachment trial. And then I'm going to say my last point. President Biden spoke yesterday about let's get together, let's be united, and turning the temperature down. And any type of an impeachment trial is just going to turn the temperature up in this country. It's time to move forward. Let's get vaccinations in people's arms. Let's get the economy going again. Let's get the transportation industry and airplanes flying again so that those people out of Spirit have jobs again. And all my other good friends throughout the aerospace industry in Wichita. So we got other things to focus on now.
We pointed out a couple of things that we're still pretty divided on. Do you see any common ground with your Democratic friends on the other side of the aisle on anything?
You know, of course we do. You know, I think that, you know, number one is we all say we want to turn the temperature down, so let's do that. And I think, you know, there's opportunity, whether it's a farm bill or an infrastructure program. And really going back to the COVID vaccines, I think we all agree that we're not going to have a normal economy till we get those vaccinations in people's arms. So let's focus on that, getting the economy going again. And I can certainly work on ag policy with anybody, trade opportunities as well. So, yes, there's opportunity out there.
Senator, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you as we turn a new page for U.S. history and in Washington, D.C.
That's right. We're turning a new page. Let's get on with life here and just look forward to working. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
You bet. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, Dr. Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, this morning with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:43, coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update, job change for a local aircraft executive. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.